On 90.3 KEZU, I'm David Whitrock. Nearly a month ago, Leon Panetta left his post as Secretary of Defense, but it wasn't until an event last night that he received his formal welcome home to Cal State Monterey Bay, home of the Panetta Institute. KEZU's Krista Almanzon reports on his return.
It was May 2, 2011 that then CIA Director Leon Panetta led the operation that ended with the death of Osama bin Laden. Nearly 2 years later, in Panetta's final days as U.S. Secretary of Defense, he lifted the military's ban on women serving in combat. So as he returns to his role as co-director of the Panetta Institute for Public Policy at CSUMB, Cal State Chancellor Timothy White is clearly thrilled.
If I was a 18 or 20-something or a 30-something and still planning to go to college or a 40-something, I'd say I'd like to come and be around the Panetta Institute and this great man.
At a press conference, Secretary Panetta sat flanked by the Chancellor and Dr. Eduardo Ochoa, interim president at CSUMB, KAZU's parent institution. Secretary Panetta noted he's glad to be home, but his mind isn't far from Washington.
Frankly, the biggest concern that I have right now is that Washington is dysfunctional in terms of its ability to deal with the challenges that are facing our country.
That's where he sees a role for the Institute he and his wife Sylvia co-founded 16 years ago.
I have never lost faith in our democracy, and I never will. But I think the reason for that is that I always believe that there are future leaders who will make their way to Washington to hopefully be able to make the right decisions.
Right now, the Institute is in the process of selecting that next class of future leaders. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.